This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte on June 13th vetoed a bill to establish a legal framework for community solar projects in Montana. Senate Bill 188 sponsor Senator Chris Pope, Democrat of Bozeman, carried the legislation to expand access to locally generated emissions-free power that would lower power bills for participants. Senate Bill 188 also would have addressed utilities companies' cries for additional power sources to meet growing demand and would have improved the grid's resilience to extreme weather events. The community solar projects envisioned by Senator Pope would have created a voluntary framework for participants to own a share of a solar array that feeds power into a monopoly utility-owned transmission system. Power generated by the community solar project reduces the participants' monthly bills. Senate Bill 188 drew more than 20 proponents in legislative hearings and just three opponents. Montana Dakota Utilities, the monopoly utility that provides electricity and natural gas service to eastern Montana, Northwestern Energy, the shareholder-owned company currently asking the state's utility board to increase its electricity customers' base rates by $156 million, and Consumer Energy Alliance, a Houston-based organization funded by fossil fuel companies. Senate Bill 188 passed the legislature with very strong support. 100 of Montana's 150 representatives and senators voted in support of the measure, including the Republican majority. Since Senate Bill 188 garnered yes votes from more than two-thirds of the lawmakers present for the final votes, the Secretary of State will send out a veto override poll that gives lawmakers the opportunity to override the governor's veto. Such overrides are rare when done by mailed poll and would take support from two-thirds of lawmakers to succeed, which is the exact number who voted for the bill in the legislative session. Senator Pope, along with a variety of renewable energy advocates, expressed dismay with Gianforte's veto, arguing that customers are eager to secure relief from rising utility bills. Senator Pope said, "I think the governor has been ill-advised. This doesn't have anything to do with avoided costs, and it doesn't have anything to do with solar energy credits. There are a lot of confusing statements in the governor's veto that don't square with the 23 other states that are doing community solar projects and the 9 electricity co-ops in Montana that are implementing this framework. This is a missed opportunity." The Montana Renewable Energy Association issued a joint statement June 16th with the Coalition for Community Solar Access, saying they're confounded by the veto and disappointed that Gianforte chose to disregard the industry's direct commitments to responsible program implementation. Scott Sweeney, a member of the Northern Plains Resource Council who testified in support of the bill, wrote in a statement issued June 17th that he's stunned by the veto. "Montanans are facing tough economic challenges while our state's largest utility, Northwestern Energy, continues to raise rates and abuse its monopoly position," said Sweeney, who formerly served as the general manager of the Fergus Electric Cooperative. "Governor Gianforte is clearly out of touch, and this veto puts the interests of wealthy corporate energy executives above the needs of Montana's families, small business owners, farmers, and ranchers." Derek Goldman with Northwest Energy Coalition underscored that the proposal would have ensured that all customers, not just those who own homes with ideal rooftops, can benefit from affordable renewable energy in Montana. Goldman noted that community solar projects in Oregon and Washington have no trouble finding subscribers. Pope, who sponsored similar legislation that was defeated early in the legislative process in 2023, says he will be meeting with the coalition that worked to develop and advance Senate Bill 188 to talk about next steps for community solar in Montana. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.